thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, great God. Faithful God, faithful, unchanging God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faithful God, faithful, faithful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us take our hymn books and open to number 51. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. 51. Hallelujah. Let us stand before him as we sing. Those who'd like to stand with me, please do that. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, holy, holy. Holy God, Holy God, there is none beside Thee, no one like Thee, oh great God, Holy God, glorious, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be seated, and let's sing verse 3 again. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. Glory of God, thou art far other than men have dreamed and taught, unspoken in all language, unpictured in all thought. Thou, God, art God. He only knows what that great name must be whose raptured heart within him burns because he walks with thee. So this morning, Lord, as we bow before you, we want to thank you that you've made the way for this. How wonderful it is. Great God, holy God, high exalted, who must stoop to behold the things that are in the heavens, and yet you stoop to us, Lord. And you make the way for us to know you and to walk with you. And to have the fire of divine love burning in our hearts. So we praise you and we thank you. You are the fount of every blessing. Fill our hearts with gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving that we might give you the glory that is your due. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 9, come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise.
Most likely all of us have been inspired to consider the holiness and majesty of God. When we do that, there's something that just stirs our souls. We look to Him and we're amazed and overwhelmed by the way He is described in His Word, His perfections, His holiness, His greatness, His glory. I think our hearts are often drawn that way. At least I can speak for myself. And I suppose more recently when I think of such things and consider the Lord's greatness, His perfections, this thought comes to me, which has been expressed, that He stooped to us and He made the way for us to be in His fellowship, to live in His presence, where we could not on our own or by ourselves draw near. He makes the way for us to draw near and wants us to draw near to Him. And to live, it says, who can live with everlasting burnings? But God wants us to draw near to Him, and so He has made a way. In 1983, it was when Susan and I went to Taiwan, there was a song that they were singing, and they gave us an English book. And this song comes from English, but wasn't in any of our hymn books at home. And it struck us at that time, and I've often sung it to myself. Maybe I've sung it in meeting too. I'm not going to sing it now, but the words go like this: eternal light, how pure the soul must be when placed within Thy searching sight. It shrinks not, but with calm delight can live and look on Thee. The spirits that surround the throne must bear the burning bliss, but that is surely theirs alone, for they have never, never known a fallen world like this. Oh, how shall I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear, and on my naked spirit bear the uncreated beam? There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode, an offering and a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit's energies, an advocate with God. These prepare us for the sight of holiness above, the sons of ignorance and night may dwell in the eternal light through the eternal love. Now, I don't even know who the author of that is. I should know. But that those words have often blessed me and come back to me again and again, that this God, who is really in every respect unapproachable because of his perfections and because of our darkness and sin, wants to be approached and devises and opens wide the way for that approach. And not only that approach, but that abiding in his presence, living in his light and love, and yes, beneath his smile, praise his holy name. Sister Sylvia, are you still over there sitting in that seat behind me?
Yes.
Is this Donald's last meeting of this series?
Yes.
Okay, I needed to ask you, because if I would try to persuade him to stay, I think he might say yes. He would probably come to you and ask you if it was okay. I think they have to go back to work, but because it's his last meeting, we just have to sing one of my favorite songs. Because I don't mean that you have to sing with me. I want to make sure that you're here to play that trombone on this song, okay? Which is in the camp songbook, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, number 84. But of course, I wanted to hear you singing it too, not just the trauma. Okay. Let's stand as we sing.
Praise.
You. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. 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 So thanks again to the musicians. That's such a blessing, helping us to worship the Lord, and you're worshiping Him too. Thank you.